Welcome to the show, Sean. We're really happy to have you on. So I want to speak about how you came to build Cabal Social. So am I right that Colombo Social came first?
Yeah. So Colombo Social started in November 2019. Mm-hmm. Then during the first lockdown, Played It Forward, the charity, Played It Forward Limited, was started. And that was purely a food donation concept, donating thousands and thousands of meals in and around Sydney. So going all the way out to the west, all the way up to areas that needed food around Redfern, Waterloo, Surrey Hills. And there was thousands of meals being delivered each week. It was when the Taliban kind of came in and we got a call to say that people that have recently fled Afghanistan weren't eating because the food wasn't halal or wasn't culturally appropriate. And they asked us to help out. So we started donating food to the Afghan community. Mm-hmm. And we started to meet people. And we asked them for their recipes and to cook food so they have a little bit of home when they got here. And that was when it first started. And then we got given a space by Mervac. They were really loving. They're like, look, we've got this space. We want to do something with you. I'm like, well, it's got to be Cabal.
And so, sorry, you spoke about that feeling of home. And I think that that's a really pressing thing to focus on with Cabal Social is that, yes, you're providing this home for people who may be refugees and have recently lost their home, for example, but just the sense of community that it's built and that it's brought in as well in Sydney, all of these people who've come from Afghanistan who can come there and feel a piece of home.
Yeah, so Colombo Social is my home, right? It's how I grew up. It's my mum's recipes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of symbolic of how our Sunday lunches would be, you know, a bit boozy, long lunches, a lot of conversation. It's loud. It's raucous. It's not structured, but it's friendly and fun. With Cabal Social, it's similar. You know, we kind of went very. We had people to advise us on the fit out. How did it feel like? It's reflective of being in Afghanistan as much as possible, but we'd be in the heart of a train station in Sydney. And then how do you create the food? And that's getting mums to cook what they cook at home. So we've literally hired mums. And they cook food that's just what they would cook for their families. And then we created a space that people from Afghanistan who now live here could be able to go into as well. To take people, their clients or their friends or people that might not be exposed to Afghan food and say, hey, this is your space. So look, it's I think spaces need to be inclusive, spaces need to be reflective, and spaces need to be somewhere where people can be proud. And that's what we want to create through Cabal is a place where people that have recently arrived or people that have been here for, you know, their whole lives or were born here but have Afghan descent or even from anywhere in the Middle East can go, yep, sweet, this is something I'm happy with.
Yeah, I think that definitely translates. And I do speak to chefs on this program, so we love to speak about what's on the menu, what's drawing people in. Feel free to get into really mouth-watering detail.
The food it's a lunchtime offering. So while Afghan food, it's heavy a lot, you know, like there's a lot of lamb fats, there's a lot of things that we couldn't do that were going to be great for a lunchtime CBD offering.
Right.
And how do you have, like, because there's some great palaus, there's some beautiful food, but it was really, every time I go through, I'm like, I'm full for 4 days. I can't eat again. And then Roya, who's our head chef, she's like, oh, you do mung beans. Like, what? Come through. Tell us more.
Tell me.
and it's this mush palau, which is, so it's actually a brown rice. It's not a white rice, but right. It comes out real fluffy like a basmati.
Mm.
And we put that and we spice mung beans.
Mm.
So we kind of spice the mung beans in the char masala. Yeah, so that's a five mix kind of Afghan spice blend, which has like cinnamon, nutmeg,
I'm familiar.
Black cardamom.
Truly delicious.
Yeah, it's unreal. Yeah. It's unreal. And then we do that, and then we create this rice dish that it's so fluffy.
Yeah.
So you eat this rice, and you're like, holy shit, this is like really, really light.
Yeah.
And So that was really good. We've got the dumplings. So the dumplings, we've got the yashak, and we've gone super traditional with the dumplings and the mantu. And that's hand rolled. Everything's handmade. Everything's done by a team of, you know, beautiful women at the back that are making it in a very, very, very great way. I've got two people that just make that full time at the back.
Wow.
And then it's got that really, really nice yogurt sauce and that spicy tomato. So it's got lentils, tomato kind of poured over it, and then it's finished off with a beautiful, like a labneh, like a yogurt mint dressing as well.
Everyone talks about the burgers. And like when you look at your reviews, it's the burgers, the burgers, the burgers. And there's something that the two SER listeners should know. It's not your classic burger. It's a wrap, right? Like what?
It's a wrap.
Yeah, what may be referred to as a wrap, a gyros, a kebab, but it's a burger. And it's honestly, it looks so delicious.
The burgers are amazing. I was there the other day and this lady came up and she's like, you're serving chips in Kabul Social. You don't have chips in Afghanistan. And I've got a team of like six people that have left Afghanistan in the end. They're like, yeah, we do. She's like, well, when I was in Afghanistan, you didn't have chips. And like, and I'm like, when did you leave? When did you go to Afghanistan? So this old Australian lady.
Yeah.
And she's like, I was there in the 70s. I'm like, yeah, shit's changed since the 70s. You know?
You have worked in the corporate world for most of your career. What kind of triggered your movement into this space?
The corporate world triggered my move into this space, I suppose.
Fair answer.
it was trying to find something that was purpose aligned that made sense. And what would open doors that the corporate world had closed off to guys that looked like myself?
Sure.
And that I found to be in food and in something with a bit of social responsibility.
Food was a slightly open door for you. Did you find that was like a welcoming world?
I think food is so universal and everyone gets it. You're not racist over food. You know, you don't eat a kebab and I don't like Lebanese people. You know, you really start to embrace culture through food, and you really start to get to know people over commonality. And that's where I found that there was a real area where we could speak languages that were quite universal, that no one had ever really done before in this world. And showing our similarities was the kind of goal. And I think food was a really great way to do that.
And so you've mentioned the ladies who work at Kabul Social a few times.
Yeah. We've got a team of incredible team. I mean, where we were super lucky was to have a few families. So we've got mothers, daughters, daughter-in-laws. We've got aunties. We've got brothers, sisters. So it is a bit of a family affair there. And for them to be able to find, you know, a majority of the people there, if not all but one, have never worked before, to be able to have them being front and center and being able to go home and be proud of what they're doing, that's the beauty of what it is. Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
You say they haven't had jobs before, but, I mean, they've probably spent a decent amount of time in a kitchen, right?
They've been doing it their whole lives.
Yeah.
And they've been doing it well their whole lives, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I just wanted to as well get you to explain how the donations work. So you guys donate meals to people in Sydney and Afghanistan, right?
So we're going to look at doing an event each week for people that have left Afghanistan to create a bit of connection here. That will hopefully be starting sometime in April. So buy one, give one meal to someone in Sydney. Through these large events where people can kind of get together and share stories and share a little bit about themselves. And then in Afghanistan, we're working with Mabuba's Promise, which is an Australian-based organisation who do great work in Afghanistan, and we'll be using them to distribute the food over in Afghanistan, which is great.
It's a really beautiful business, and it's something that we haven't really covered yet on this program is a restaurant that yeah. also gives back and has that real sense of community. No shade to the other people that we've spoken to, but it's really it's a nice thing to see, because I think people love to know that when they're doing something that they love, eating out with their friends and family, they're also doing something really good as well. It's a bit of a bonus.
That's the whole thing. You can do really good things while eating really good food.
You heard it here first, guys. Head down to Kabul Social. It's a great place. It is just near Wynyard Station, right? So head on down and go and get around some of those dumplings and the burgers and try something we didn't mention. Try something new. Definitely head on down. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Sean. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.